The highs go to the upper 80s. Each day over the weekend, sunny skies, an isolated stray storm a possibility, with a high each day going to 90 to low 90s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Hot air balloon shows, live entertainment, food, arts, and craft vendors, a rodeo Saturday night, and fun activities all weekend long for the kids. The annual Bogalusa Balloon Festival, June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, 5 to 10 Friday, noon to 10 Saturday, noon to 5 Sunday, at Washington Parish Fairgrounds, Franklinton, Louisiana. The annual Bogalusa Balloon Festival. Follow our Facebook page for schedule details and more info.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up.
It's time to join Hawk and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Hawk and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Hawk and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Liberty or Lockdown, but I guess I don't need to say Liberty or Lockdown because you heard it about five times during our promo. Appreciate you being here today. Martha should be along shortly. I believe she was hung up in traffic, so you get to hear my mellifluous tones for a little while. Well, she usually wants me to start out talking about COVID stats. There's really nothing to say. There are no COVID stats nowadays because the state of Louisiana quit giving them a couple of months ago. So you just go to the Louisiana Department of Health website, ldh.la.gov/coronavirus, and you'll see there's nothing. But yet you still walk around and you see people wearing masks all over the place. Well, I guess they're living in fear or something. But, you know, COVID is nothing to worry about anymore. Yes, every now and then somebody gets sick, just like every now and then somebody gets polio, measles, mumps, or something like that. You get sick, you go see your doctor. But it's not something to live in panic for. And let's see, next item. We usually don't mention this very much, but money is always welcome. So if you go to libertyorlockdown.live, our website, you'll see up at the top there's a link that says you can donate. You can give by credit card, PayPal, or bank transfer. I think the easiest one is probably credit card. The other things that you have to do, you have to go through all sorts of complex gyrations. And Martha has walked into the studio. Yay! That was supposed to be thunderous cheering from a crowd. Okay. Yeah, got hung up in traffic, huh?
Absolutely. Coming from Baton Rouge.
Oh, coming from Baton Rouge. What would
I'm
you come?
I'm gone, though, so, and I don't have a headset.
Your headset.
How are we doing?
Here.
Hello, you can, hello, everyone.
That one doesn't work. Use this one.
Sorry about the confusion, but yes, I'm just walking in.
Okay. Now, there. Can you hear yourself?
No, you keep on talking.
Okay, well. Our producer will be right back. I just wanted to mention something I've talked about before. I'm a registered Republican, have been ever since I was a teenager, but I really don't care about Democrat, Republican, about party labels. And this is an interesting thing to keep our eyes on. It's called the No Labels Group. It's a new political party in Arizona, Colorado, and Oregon. And so there's something to keep in mind, because I'm just not really satisfied with the Republican Party, certainly not the Democrat Party. But the Republican Party, it just seems like there's so many rhinos. We don't have that clip handy, but a baby rhino sounds like... Martha's giving me a funny look over here.
I think my mic's off.
What's that? Her mic
there
is up.
There it is.
There she
all
is.
Right, now you can hear me.
Okay. So would you like to do a rhino sound for us?
No, you handled it perfectly.
Oh,
I think
did.
That was
oh,
a good
okay.
imitation.
Okay. Well, what did you want to talk about?
No, we're good. I just got back from Baton Rouge. We were invited to an interview by Diane Andrews with Black and White, and it'll be on her program. Maybe we'll put a clipping on that on our website a little later, but we'll be doing two series with her, two TV programs with her. It was a great interview.
Okay, tell me what Black and White is about.
Remember Diane Andrews? She was the author of, I forgot the name of her book. I'm going to have to pull it up. I don't have her stats with me right now. But she actually is on her 200th show.
Okay.
Yes, and so that's what we were, Liberty or Lockdown. I was over there representing us.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. We had a little plug-in.
Okay. You know, I saw something online. I said, what? This is the most racist thing I've ever heard. No, it was something like All White Night. It wasn't about white people. It's you got to wear white clothes. Oh, okay.
Oh, they've been doing that for years here in New Orleans.
I never heard of that. I don't.
You're
not
kidding.
I'm not in the fashion loop. I'm way stuck on the outside.
Yes, they wear white all day and all night.
Okay.
I don't know.
And that, let's see, is that before or after Labor Day? What's the thing about you can't wear white things after Labor Day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like that. Okay.
They're breaking that rule.
Oh, well, yeah, but Labor Day's not for a few months. So they're all right.
Okay. So what's going on with Joe Biden advertising for Pride Month and wonderful, you know, advertisements all over social media, but we only have one day for Memorial Day.
Okay, let me step back from being a radio host on a politically oriented show and speak as a Christian. The original sin was pride.
Yeah.
When Lucifer was, when he decided, I'm going to take God's place. I'm going to push him aside. I'm going to be like the Most High. I'm going to this. I'm going to that. I'm going to other thing. You know, itis. He was the epitome of pride. Jesus was not very much for pride. He says you need to humble yourself or God will humble you. And the book of Proverbs says that pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. I'm not proud to be anything. You know, I'm thankful to be an American. I'm not proud of it because I didn't do anything to earn it. And people talk about, oh, well, let's have Pride Month. You're proud of what? Of defying God's standards.
That's right. And that's actually the word of God. So Proverbs 16:18 is what you're referring to. And it is the word of God. And as Christians, we know that the word of God is a living, breathing document. So pride is not to be celebrated and certainly not for an entire month and certainly not other people's fetishes or sexual orientation or depravity. And so we're putting that over the honoring of our vets, people who, you know, fought for the freedom of this nation.
Speaking of our veterans, we got so many things to talk
crazy.
About today. In New York City, did you know that homeless veterans have been put out of hotels in favor of undocumented aliens?
I did not, but that's not surprising to me.
Yes.
Not one bit.
So
that's brags, huh?
Yeah, this was in 3%ernation.com. They had this article a couple of weeks ago. New York City kicking homeless vets out of hotel rooms to make room for illegal immigrants. And they also receive free food and free cell phones.
Not surprising.
Yeah.
Not at all. So, well, I mean, that goes along with most of the Democratic grand cities, even the ones, most of them that are sanctuary cities, too, they're making way for the illegals
and
throwing out our homeless.
Just before Lori Lightfoot's term expired as the mayor of Chicago, she declared a state of emergency because there are so many homeless illegal immigrants in Chicago, and so she didn't know what to do with them. And a new mayor, he doesn't know what to do with them either.
I think we just got like 5 million more.
Something like that.
Yeah. Right. It's crazy. The borders are wide open and anyone can come on over. So this is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll be right back.
More than self. Yeah, country loved.
Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com. Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. One, two, we do it.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. All right, Dave, thank you so much for covering for me. So, again, we had the honor of going down, or I had the honor of going down and speaking with Diane Andrews, and we'll be putting that program on our website. That's www.libertyorlockdown.live. For those of you who would like to watch that interview, we did two shows, and it was fascinating. Have you heard about Ice Cube's comment to the Democrats? Rapper, actor Ice Cube said recently to the black community, decades of support for Democrats has failed to bring change. And he did a recent interview and on his podcast,
And he said, I don't know what's going on in the African-American community when it comes to that. I mean, black people have supported Democrats overwhelmingly for 50, 60 years, and nothing has changed.
Yeah.
So something's got to change. This was Ice Cube's reply.
After the Civil War, who was it that opposed freedom and equality for blacks? It was the Democrats. Who was it that supported freedom and equality? The Republicans. And then back in the 1950s, when there was the move to pass the civil rights legislation, early 1960s, who pushed for it? Republicans. Who fought it tooth and nail? Democrats. It barely passed because there were so many Democrats that voted against that legislation, but fortunately that was just enough to push it through. So why do Democrats keep getting credit for doing all these wonderful things when they're the ones that are hindering?
Yeah, well, the Democrats, the elitist Democrats, and even some of these local leaders, they're either misinformed or they're straight up lying to their voters, because the interview that we were on today, there was a gentleman that was in the room. I can't remember his name, but he was saying that the black community doesn't know.
Yeah, which is the same as Ice Cube is saying.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't know. They are not being told the truth.
Yeah.
So we need for them to know that there wasn't this great switch, and then all of a sudden the Republicans became the racists. The KKK was originated through the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden's a racist, a huge racist. I mean, he even said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that very well.
That was very recent.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that he was very good friends with Senator Byrd, who's deceased now, but he was the leader of the KKK.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of things going on here where it absolutely supports that the Democratic Party was in favor of the KKK.
Well, there's an old saying that if you repeat a lie long enough, often enough, and loud enough, people will begin to believe it.
Yeah, well, we need that lie to be straightened up, because that is not the truth.
Yeah.
And so, and here we are. We have a Democratic president who is illegitimate. Strongly believe that the election was stolen from him, when we also have evidence and proof. But, of course, the Republican Party is not doing their job in order for us to be able to get this information out. Our Republican leaders are participating in this coup, this corruption, because they're not believing it. And that's why we want you to go out and vote for Secretary of State Brandon Trosclair, because he's going to be for transparency. So you're going to go to www.letsgobrandon.net, and you can find information there. You can donate and contribute, because that man's going to bring transparency through the Secretary of State. And if you recall, that's where Soros implemented a lot of these Democrats, Secretary of States in different cities, because that's where you could bring in Dominion contracts and Dominion voting machines. That position is very powerful, very important, so important that Soros knew to dump money into it.
Yeah. Did you know, you mentioned about the Republicans, well, in Congress right now, there's a Democrat majority in the Senate. There's a Republican majority in the House, but it's a tiny majority. It's only 5 more Republicans than Democrats. And that's going to be reduced very shortly. One of the Republicans in the House, six-term Congressman Chris Stewart of Utah, his wife is in extremely poor health, and he's decided he wants to spend time with her. So he announced he is resigning. And when he does, the governor of Utah, who's a Republican, will have to call for a special election. And so Utah will be without representation, at least that district, for a certain amount of time. So there'll only be a 4 Republican majority in the U.S. House of Representatives. So these guys better get in line. Otherwise, who knows what might get through?
Yeah, that's dangerous. I'm sure they're working overtime for that one. Anything? Do we have any information? I'm so sorry because I haven't done my research on this, but what's going on with the debt ceiling, the bill? I think they extended it to June 5th. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I heard. I don't have specifics on
it. Okay, we'll do a little research on that and try and pop that up. But
yeah,
they were supposed to have it decided by the 31st, which was yesterday, and then we've extended it. I think that McCarthy was asking the Biden administration for something to do with the government, not social, no, I'm sorry, Medicaid. And a lot of these people, these families are on welfare, right? Welfare recipients, something to do with minimizing it to 5 years instead of allowing them to be on welfare for their whole life.
And so how come whenever the debt ceiling comes up, we have discussions about we're going to have to cut Social Security and so forth. Why don't they cut the salaries of congressmen and senators and the president?
Yeah. Well,
can we do that?
Trump didn't even take a salary.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, Matthew. Thank you. I mean, we'll see Matthew in a few minutes. All right.
I could start something unless we're too close to the break. Maybe we'll continue through the break.
Why don't we go ahead and take Matthew since I just mentioned his name.
Ahead.
We'll take Matthew, the caller. You there, Matthew?
Yes, I am. So, Martha, have you considered running for Congress?
No.
I think it's about time we replace these colleagues.
Yeah, he does need to be replaced.
Yeah, he's getting stale. He's starting to become, shall we say, he's no longer a representative. He's more like a leader, and he's not leading us in a direction we want to go. So,
yeah, I'm not feeling Steve Scalise either. I was telling my husband that the other day. Matter of fact, I've mentioned it many times in the last year. You know, the sympathy thing, you know, we all prayed for him. That's what we're supposed to do. But we actually elected him so that he would represent us, and we need him to represent us.
Yeah. Yep. So if you're not going to run for him, I'll have to keep searching for a suitable candidate. It went from the House, and it's now in the Senate. And, of course, because it's a budgetary thing, they can vote for it on reconciliation. And no Republican actually has to, you know, say, yay, I really love this. So, but there will be some. We can count on Cassidy to, of course, say, oh, Satan is great. I mean, this bill is great. Not the same thing.
Yeah. Always count on Cassidy to vote leftist. Always. That's what he's there for.
Last year before he's up for re-election.
Exactly.
Then
right.
He's going to become Mr.
We're going to take a quick break. This is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll be right back. Thank you, Matthew.
Retirement online. Estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Don't miss Herd's Louisiana Live from 4 to 5, Monday through Friday. Paul Herd exposes and explains state government's daily shenanigans, exposes our excess taxes, and explains how we can get to real community safety. Herd will challenge your legislators to repeal taxes and grow Louisiana. Repeal and grow is the name of the game. Herd's Louisiana Live is coming in hot every day at 4 p.m. Only on WGSO 990 AM.
Ryan Richardson here. Tune in every Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon on WGSO 990 AM for Conversations with Ryan Richardson.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B. are waiting to...
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Another Democrat may be getting into the governor's race. Orleans Parish DA, Jason Williams.
While Republican Attorney General Jeff Landry is running an ad blaming local justice systems for the rise in crime, Gambit political commentator Clancy DuBose says it's Williams who understands the issue.
And I think it would give him a chance to tell the story of what's really happening, not just in New Orleans, but in communities across state.
Dubo says Democrat Sean Wilson probably isn't too pleased to hear about Williams, especially in the blue parish of Orleans.
Well, Williams is very well known, and Wilson is not well known.
Qualifying for the October 14th primary is in August. I'm Brooke Thorington.
On the first day of our five-month-long hurricane season, Tropical Depression Number 2 has formed in the Gulf, several miles south of the Florida Panhandle. Weather experts say the system will be mostly a rainmaker for Florida and poses virtually no threat to Louisiana. If this system should develop into the first named storm of the season, it would be named Arlene. This is news from LRN.
If you're a Medicaid member, changes are coming that could cause you to lose benefits. The good news is you may be eligible to take part in a special enrollment event and qualify for a plan for less than $10 a month. If you need assistance, contact Navigators for a Healthy Louisiana today. We provide free guidance to help you choose the health insurance option that's right for you and your family. To find out more, visit GetCoveredLA.org. That's GetCoveredLA.org.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
What? Chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Taste of Tokyo, 10160 Jefferson Highway, River Ridge, Louisiana. Among other Japanese cuisine places to visit, this restaurant can be one of the best. Good salmon, broth, and sushi will impress you at the first bite. Taste tasty cheesecake and good ice cream to form your opinion about Taste of Tokyo. Visit this place and order delicious wine. If you enjoy great tea, you'll love Taste of Tokyo. The cozy atmosphere makes guests feel relaxed and everyone seems to be having a good time. According to Google review, pricing is excellent and the staff is considered attentive and patient. I suggest trying the beef tataki, pepper tuna sashimi, Playboy roll in soy paper, and the sunshine roll. It tastes and feels like you're in Hawaii. Enjoy Taste of Tokyo on Jefferson Highway.
Hi, this
this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. Sweet Caroline,
good times never seem so good. Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. What were we talking about before we went on that break?
All sorts of stuff, but you need to address me properly.
I'm sorry. Hold on a second. I'm about to address you. Your Majesty?
Yes, my preferred pronouns are Your Majesty and Your Excellency.
And Your Excellency.
Everyone must address me the way that I wish to be addressed, because my rights override your rights.
Yes.
At least that's what we see in the news media.
So, Your Excellency, Dave,
yes.
Tell us a little bit about your presentation that was approved by the International Conference on Creationism.
Okay. Well, I'm a retired science teacher. I have a bachelor's in physics, master's in science education, master's in curriculum and instruction, and I'm certified to teach any branch of science and any branch of mathematics. So I'm retired, and I've been a longtime creationist since about 1980. I grew up believing in evolution, and then I started investigating it and said, wait a minute, this is a bunch of baloney. So I became a creationist back in about 1980, and I've gone to a number of conferences. And of course, in school, I was teaching physics and chemistry, which really doesn't bring in the concept of creation and evolution. But every 4 or 5 years, there's an international conference on creationism held at various universities. The last two have been at Cedarville University in Ohio. And this is PhD scientists from around the world. So I'm one of the little second-class citizens. I only have a couple of master's degrees. But PhD scientists from around the world who are experts in their respective fields, biology, geology, astrophysics, many other things. And you never heard of these guys unless you're a creationist. So there will be several hundred of them at that particular place. One of them, I was so pleased to have lunch with Dr. Russ Humphreys a few years ago. He used to work for NASA, and he's a young Earth creationist, believes that the universe, the solar system, is something less than 10,000 years old.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible would point toward less than 7,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dr. Humphreys was working at NASA when they were planning to send some probes to the outer planets. And he said, when you get to Jupiter, to Saturn, and so forth, you're going to find a magnetic field with this particular strength. And I said, you crazy. Those things are billions of years old. They're not going to have any magnetic field. Hey, guess what? He nailed them all.
Mm-hmm.
So another one is Dr. John Baumgartner. He wrote a computer program called Terra, which breaks the Earth's surface down into 64,000 geologic zones, and it's such a good program. You need a supercomputer to run it, so you and I can't just put it on our laptop, but it's such a good program that everybody in the world uses it to model the motion of the tectonic plates, and they don't realize that their program was written by a young Earth creationist. So this is the kind of guys that I have been able to rub shoulders with several times, and I put in a proposal to give a presentation on unresolved issues in the hypothetical evolution of fish to amphibian. And most people just take this for granted. You know, yeah, I guess fish had to come crawling out of the water. No. I'm going into the extreme details about the type of vertebrae in the backbone and the flexible notochord versus a continuous spine and the metamorphosis versus lack of it, technical stuff. So I'm just really thrilled that they accepted my paper and my poster to be presented at the International Conference on Creationism. Woohoo!
That is very exciting. So I have a quick question for you.
Yes.
From the mind of a child, because this is coming from Dawson when he was a little boy, I remember him asking, did dinosaurs live at the same time that man lived?
According to the Bible, yes.
Exactly. And so where would that be? And is that in the book of Job?
Yeah, in the book of Job, there's mention of Leviathan and Behemoth. I would suspect that Behemoth would be one of the large sauropod dinosaurs. The description of it, it's such a large animal that it could be in a river and not be worried about the torrent of the river. And then Leviathan was some sort of a marine reptile that was so strong, so tough, nobody would dare go after it with a spear. Well, I'm a city boy, and if I was hungry enough, I'd go after a crocodile with a spear. But these things, the reason people believe they lived up to 63 million years ago, from about 225 to 63 million years ago, is because that's what they've been told their whole life.
That's exactly
now,
right.
I've dug dinosaur bones out of the ground myself, and that was a fun thing up in Wyoming in the Lance Creek Formation. But the reason that people believe the earth is so old, they've been told that.
Yeah.
And the Bible makes it very plain, the justification for the extreme age is found in 2 Peter chapter 3, that people deny there was ever a worldwide flood. I surely do believe there was a worldwide flood. I've been in various places across the United States and in Africa and India, and you can see the sedimentary layers, and they're worldwide.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, I was 30 years old. I went 30 years believing in that old earth until I actually opened up a Bible for the first time, and I read it in the book of Job where it talks about the Leviathan's tail was as long as a cedar tree.
Yeah.
And then that's when I was like, wait, what? And I had to read that over and over and over. And I went and asked the pastor of the church at that time, well, can you explain this to me? Because this is telling me that dinosaurs are alive during the time of Job. And I was always taught that they existed long before humans.
Well, one of the coolest things I've ever been to in my life is up in the northern part of Kentucky, almost by Cincinnati. There's the Ark Encounter. It's a replica of Noah's Ark, an actual life-size ark. And it's not like the cutesy little things you see in the kids' stories where it's just like a little boat. No, this thing was over 450 feet long. And I've taken the kids at my church outside, and we marked off how long is this. And it's incredible. It could have easily held tens of thousands of sheep-sized animals, and most animals are just not that big. And you say, well, wait a minute. Why wouldn't Noah bring dinosaurs on the ark? Who said he wouldn't? But dinosaurs as reptiles would grow as long as they live. So if you start out with a newly hatched reptile, and by the way, even the real big ones like Diplodocus and Elasmosaurus, they came out of eggs that were about the size of a chicken. So when they hatched, it would take them quite a number of years to get really, really, really big. I would think that since God's the one that brought along the animals to the ark, Noah didn't go out and find them, God brought them, that God's smart enough that he wouldn't bring full-grown adults.
Right.
And there have been legends of dragons from around the world up until recent years. I've been to Cambodia to a place called the Taprom Temple out there in the jungle, and it's a beautiful carving of some sort of a stegosaurid dinosaur that I took pictures of myself. And then in Israel, to the city of Tzipori in North Israel, there was a beautiful mosaic floor dating to approximately the year 300, and it shows two men attacking a very small dinosaur. It looks, I can't remember at the time, right now, exactly what's the closest thing, but this is within human memory. The one in Cambodia.
I know you were telling me not that long ago, you went to Texas.
Yeah.
And because we were going to meet you there, or we were planning on going. Maybe not meet you there, but there's a place in Texas where there's dinosaur prints.
Footprints, yeah.
Footprints.
And at the Paluxy River at Dinosaur State Park and in the surrounding areas. The state park doesn't let the creationists get in there anymore, but people that own private property along the riverbank, they will let the creationists go in and excavate. And these are really cool footprints.
That's amazing. So, you know, we did a little sidebar today, and we wanted to congratulate you, Dave, and keep us posted.
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. We have Cajun Buccaneer on the line. We're going to go ahead and take that call real quick. You there, Cajun Buccaneer?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon, brother and sister, pro-life, parents, patriots, whistleblowing, police, military, buccaneers, cowboys, and cowgirls. Everything you and I see on Hexavision TV is a giant photo movie psychop invasion attack operation. Murder and crime is skyrocketing in every city and every state in our home country, the United States of America, the beautiful. Illegal aliens are selling fentanyl. Chaco Mexican invaders and Nazi predators are attacking and invading our American homes, property, jobs, and businesses. Welcome to America. Battle of the Bulge, Alamo, Armageddon, Apocalypse. Stand up. Say a Lord's Prayer over and over again. Over and over again. Never give up. Never surrender. Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Cajun Buccaneer.
I wonder how long it takes him to memorize all of that.
I don't think it's memorized. Oh, okay. I think he has it written down.
Okay.
Some, I don't know. For some reason, I feel like he's reading it. But, yes, everything he says is actually the truth. And so that's why we allow Cajun Buccaneer to come on here, because he's actually speaking the truth. We have been invaded.
Well, you know what?
And we continue to be invaded.
What he was saying about the drug smuggling and so forth, I want to talk about that when we get back from our break. Okay, there was a funny thing I read about in the news today.
All right, we'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
To do what is right.
I'm Pat Swilling. One of the things I love about Louisiana is its beautiful natural landscapes and its unique sceneries. Let's preserve it. Please don't trash Louisiana with propane cylinders that are no longer certified. Bring these cylinders to your propane dealer so that they may dispose of them safely. Be a saint, and let's keep Louisiana beautiful.
This safety message is brought to you by the Louisiana Liquefied Petroleum Gas Commission and the Louisiana Propane Industry.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
I've had my fair share of bruises and injuries, but for many who put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane has created a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving animals. For help, please go to AmericanHumane.org.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage, both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do it.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m., only on WGSO 990 AM.
I pledge allegiance to this flag. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad.
Real quick, this was on the Epoch Times. There was a COVID outbreak at the CDC 2023 Annual Epidemic Intelligence Service Conference. After conducting a survey, the CDC discovered that a full 12% of their attendees contracted COVID during the event. But here's the kicker. Out of 181 confirmed COVID cases, 100% of the people were vaccinated. So all the people who contracted COVID had already received the COVID vaccine. I mean, what's going on here? However, because no one was hospitalized, the CDC presented this situation in their report as an example of how effective the vaccines are.
Yep.
I don't get it. Do they actually think that we are that stupid that we're going to believe their report?
Yes.
They just told us that everyone there was 100% vaccinated. They all contracted most of them contracted COVID, and then they're going to make a report about it because it wasn't documented in the hospital, so that we would believe that it was because they were vaccinated.
Yay, it worked.
It didn't work.
I love you, and I have been going on about this for years now. What, 3 years?
I can't get over it. I even said to you, Dave, we can move on now, but for some reason, I'm stuck with this.
Yeah.
It's so aggravating that the CDC would, you know, anyway, good job to this reporter here at the Epoch Times, Roman Bolmakov.
Well, I don't see it.
So are we going to talk about Pride Month?
Well, could I talk about drugs, illegal drugs?
Sure.
Okay. You mentioned before about people bringing illegal drugs into the U.S. I want to try to get a little sympathy for this poor man whose name is Joaquin Guzman. He's also known as El Chapo. He was the head of the Sinaloa drug cartel.
I remember, okay. El Chapo.
El Chapo was caught.
Yeah.
He was arrested. He was tried. He was convicted. He is doing lifetime in the Colorado Supermax prison. And this poor man, he says he's receiving cruel and unfair treatment. You know what the cruel and unfair treatment is?
What is it?
The food's not good enough.
Mm.
The health care is not good enough. He wants to be able to talk to his friends and family anytime. Well, wait, he's in a Supermax prison. I don't think they got him on murder, but they got him on extensive drug trafficking. And the guy, he says, poor me, I have such a miserable, rough life. He appealed to the president of Mexico to get him out of there and put him in a Mexican prison. Gee, I wonder if things would be a little better for him in Mexico, where he owns everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And he also wanted to know if the ambassador could help him, but nobody will help this poor guy. Oh, he's stuck in a U.S. prison in Colorado.
The drug trafficker.
Yeah, the drug trafficker.
Mm-hmm. So, he probably killed thousands of people
with his
drugs.
I'm sure it did, yeah. Now, he personally might not have. I don't think they ever caught him.
Mm.
But a lot of people died.
Right.
So he's offended.
Yeah, well, everybody's offended.
You can find something to get offended about, no matter who you are and what you are. And let me just point out something Jesus said. This is in Matthew chapter 24, talking about at the time of the end, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, speaking to his disciples,
mm-hmm.
and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then many shall be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Yeah, what's the most obvious trend in our time? People get offended at anything.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, well.
Everybody's offended. I'm offended right now.
Yeah, I think you should be. I'm offended because you forgot to call me Your Majesty.
I'm sorry, Your Majesty.
Okay, that's better. That's
Your
better.
Highness.
That's better. Well, then, here's another few things that I think are really amazing. The governor of California, some months back, set up a commission to consider the possibility of reparations for slavery, for the effects of slavery.
Oh, really?
Okay. Well, his task force said, okay, let's give every black person in California $1.2 million. Wait. $1.2 million times how many people? And how is the state going to afford this? So as somebody pointed out, California is not a slave state. And then suppose your ancestors fought on the side of the Union like mine did. They fought against slavery. I don't live in California, but I don't have $1.2 million. But it's just amazing that somebody would come up with such a cockamamie idea as that. And I even heard a wonderful presentation the other day by a well-off black person. He said, you know, my ancestors owned slaves. There were black slave owners. And so am I going to get reparations because of my skin color? Or am I going to have to pay back reparations because of the fact that my ancestors owned slaves? And who's going to get them? There's not a single person living today that was a slave or that was a slave owner. It's just
good question.
Just ridiculous political correctness.
They're trying to give it to the great-great-grandkids of the slave owners.
Trying to keep them voting Democrat.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So in an 8-1 ruling, the U.S. Supreme Court on June 1st decided, that's today, that a union's deliberate destruction of company property as a pressure tactic in a labor dispute isn't protected by federal law.
Good.
So labor activists have said that endangering and destroying company property during a dispute is fair game. That has long been protected by the law. But companies such as the petitioner, in this case, Glacier Northwest, a ready-mix concrete company headquartered in Seattle that does business as Cal Portland, push back. The new ruling will allow companies to sue striking unions to hold them accountable for damage caused during labor actions.
Sure. That's right. Not your property. You don't have a right to destroy it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So Supreme Court nominee Judge Coney Barrett testifies before the Senate Judiciary Committee on the third day of the Supreme Court confirming hearing on Capitol Hill. The Supreme Court's decision in Glacier Northwest International Brotherhood versus International Brotherhood Local Union allows the company to sue the union in state court.
Yeah. When I was a teacher, I belonged to the teachers union because of the fact it gave me $1 million of liability insurance coverage. And I was accused falsely by kids of doing stuff. And fortunately, I had the union representation. So for that, it's very valuable. But my principal, he knew I was in the union. And when Obama got elected, he said, oh, your boy won. I said, that's not my boy.
Mm-mm.
I thought the man was evil and despicable. I was only in the union for the insurance coverage.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to take the good with the bad sometimes.
Yeah.
That's like the whole classroom gets punished for one kid, bad kid.
Right.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I was never okay with that.
Yep. But then, you know what the 11th commandment is, according to most people?
It was that.
Thou shalt not rat.
Yeah, we were talking about that on a show today. The gentleman that was with us said he was raised not to be a rat. He said they just don't tell on each other. And then Diane was saying, well, so if you saw one of your brothers murdering somebody, you're just going to stick with that? You're just not going to say anything?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And she said, oh, no. He said, oh, no, I'm not telling the police anything. I'm not ratting. So,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. Well, is this it? Are we wrapping it up?
I think we're getting close to the end, and we didn't get finished talking about the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence out in California. The L.A. Dodgers are going to allow these people to go out there and mock the Catholic Church.
It's disgusting. Catholics need to rise up and speak up against this. It's an abomination.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not right. All right. Well, the Lord bless y'all. This is Liberty or Lockdown. We're here every Thursday at 5 p.m. We'll see you next week.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York.
This is Kevin Love from the Cleveland Cavaliers. At times, life can feel scary, and we can get overwhelmed by anxiety. Mindfulness can help you get through these tough times. My nonprofit is partnering with Headspace to offer free content to help you stress less. It's as easy to do as this. Take a big, deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. In and out. Head to kevinlovefund.org/headspace and be kind to your mind.
Hey, it's Christian. When it comes to buying appliances, buy where the builders buy, and that's at DTS Appliance Direct. Shop local. Don't go to the big box store when you need a new appliance. Call my friends at DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grill, Z-Line, and many more. DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Christ Church Cathedral, the Cathedral Church of the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana. Christ Church Cathedral acts in support of community renewal and socioeconomic justice. Learn more at cccnola.org.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO. GSO.